all stand together this morning.
Oh, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you our hands we raise. You are awesome in this place, mighty God. One more time. Oh, you are awesome in this place, mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Abba Father.
That way this morning. He's awesome in this place this morning. We have a few written requests. We want to remember our pastor as he's away this morning. Brother Cameron, Sister Bethany. Also continue to pray for Brother Ron Spencer, Sister Vicki Tidwell, and Sister Mary, Brother Jeffrey's wife. We want to remember her today as well. And it's good to see Sister Samantha back and feeling better this morning. Amen. You have something on your heart this morning, if you just make that known by an uplifted hand, God sees what our needs are in the service today. We're just looking forward to what He has in store for us. We're so glad to have Brother Chris and his family with us. God bless you this morning. Come ahead, Brother Jonathan. You would lead us in prayer.
Man, you have to be in church this morning. Amen. What a wonderful place to be. Amen. Let's just all go to Him in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, what an honor, Lord, to stand here knowing that you were your chosen, Lord. Lord, before the foundation of the earth, you looked down and you chose a bride. Lord, to stand by your side, Lord, to worship you and adore you. What a privileged group of people we are, Lord. Lord, we love you for it and we're so thankful for it. And Lord, to give us the blessing and live in a country, Lord, that we have the freedom to worship you. Lord, we're mighty thankful, Lord. Lord, we still have needs amongst us. Lord, we ask you to move for these needs, Lord, these requests, Lord. Brother Ron, Sister Vicki, Lord, Sister Mary, Lord, you see the conditions of their body, Lord, but Lord, you also see the outcome before anyone else can. Lord, we ask you to be with our pastor, Brother Joseph, as he travels, touches his body, strengthen him, Lord, restore him to health, Lord. Lord, we ask you to be with this service this morning, Lord, and Lord, we've gathered to worship you. Lord, if you don't come, it's in vain, but we know that you're here this morning. Lord, we ask you to be with the songs, be with the service, Lord, and be with our brother Chris, Lord, anoint him, Lord, to speak the words that we have need of to hear, Lord. Give us the ability to worship you, to draw upon your word. Lord, be with us this morning, we ask you, in your lovely name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. You have your seats just for a moment. We'll do our portions. with those others around the world and one another. And, you know, we're going into a rapture. And it's going to transpire sooner than we think. And I want to be ready. Do you want to be ready? Amen. Let's prepare our hearts. Amen.
Are we ready to worship this morning? Yeah. Amen. Let's sing this together, if you will. Keep seeing.
Well, I am weak, but thou art strong. Oh, Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Oh, and I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Just let me walk close to thee. Let's sing that. Well, now just a closer walk with thee. Ready, Jesus. Oh, grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking. Oh, daily walking close to thee. Let it be. Oh, let it. Desire that this morning. Oh, grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Oh, daily walking close to thee. Let it be, let it be. Dear Lord, let it be.
Desire that this morning. Closer walk with the Lord until just one day we go walking and we just don't stop. We just keep on walking until we make it to our home.
Amen.
Oh, down at the cross where my Savior died, and down where for cleansing from sin I cried. Oh, there was the blood applied. Oh, glory to His name. Oh, let's sing it, glory to His name. Yes, glory to His name. Oh, was the blood of mine. Glory to His name. Jesus, so sweetly abides within. And there at the cross where he took me in, oh, glory to his name. Oh, let's sing it. Glory, 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 glory to his name. Oh, glory to his name.
Seats, and we'll have our ushers to come and receive the offering for the service this morning, and we'll sing this chorus as a B flat. He promised to hold my hand. He promised to help me stand when the valley's too low and the river's too wide. He promised he would lead me to the other. His light, my way. promise to help me stand when the valley's too low and the river's too wide. He promised he would lead me to the other side. His promise is light, my way. Oh, never lead my feet to stray. Living in his word, I will overcome. Standing on his promises, one by one. One more time. Will he promise to for the promises of God, because you can stand behind them. They will never fail.
Right.
Praise the Lord. We may have a couple of songs this morning. And Sister, I don't even know your name. I know Brother Chris's wife, Sister Chris. Do you have anything for us this morning? If you don't, that's okay. But we'd love for you to come and sing if you would this morning. God bless you. Come right ahead. Yes.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Appreciate them driving all this way, and hate to waste this talent not having used this morning.
Tired and worn, all you should.
morning that the battle is the Lord's. We don't have to do anything. Just let him fight all the battles. All we have to do is learn a little bit of neology and let God take care of it. I think the young people, a few of them got a song this morning they learned at the camp they went to this year. So Sister Carrie and Sister Monica and Brother Joel, if you'll come ahead and sing for us. Yeah.
The thread of darkness has come breaking in, and the force of fear blows like a violent wind. When confusion strikes and clouds of chaos hid, I know that my heart cannot be held by circumstance, for my eyes are locked on the God who sees the end. So when this world around me cries out, who cares?
You can't be shaken. You are.
You're holding me steady. If it floods, I'm gonna be ready.
Stand something out of order has to be in its place. I guess I'm like my pastor when it comes to that. I can't help it. Just the way I am. I'm sorry. But amen. We're looking forward to what the Lord has in store for us this morning. But before we do, if we could have our brothers come once again this morning. This is for the local body here. We're going to receive the tithing for the service. You just give unto the Lord, and I know He'll bless your efforts today. Amen. I'm here glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Don't it feel wonderful? I was just driving down the road with my wife this morning, and I was like, we have so much to be thankful for.
Yes, Lord.
I thought, just think of us. God has given us eyes that we can see in this hour. We drove by a lot of churches, and I think, God, that could be me this morning. Blind,
yes.
Miserable,
yes.
Wretched, poor,
yes.
Naked, and don't know it.
Yes.
But God, your grace is all I can say. This morning, it gave me eyes I can see and ears to hear the word of God. How blessed. We just don't realize how blessed we really are. And I'm so thankful for it. Let's stand together as we invite our brother Chris this morning to deliver what the Lord has laid on his heart for us today. Something keeps holding me. Every day I see He's helping me faithfully to overcome my trials, guiding me constantly, giving me victory, and He's a reality. Something keeps holding me. Oh, Satan laid before me his temptation and his desire to steal away my faith. Oh, but aren't you thankful? Oh, but I have found it time, the revelation and the strength I need to keep me in His grace. Oh, something keeps holding me. Oh, yeah. Oh, every day I see it's helping me faithfully to overcome my trials. He's guiding me constantly, giving me victory, and He's a reality. Oh, something keeps holding me. One more time. Yes, something keeps holding me. Every day I see to overcome my trials. Oh, guiding me constantly. He's given me victory, and He's a reality. Something holding me. Yes, He's a reality. Something keeps holding me.
Aren't you thankful this morning? He's holding you. He came looking for you this morning. God bless you. Let's sing that chorus one more time this morning.
Oh, something keeps holding me. Every day aren't you thankful this morning? Oh, He's helping me faithfully to overcome all of my trials. He's guiding me constantly. He's giving me victory.
Thankful we have a source this morning. A place that He holds us when we can't hold ourselves. Holds our families together. Holds your life. Holds your heartbeat this morning. We have something to be thankful this morning. Brother Yance was saying he's passing them churches. I felt the same way. I was passing these churches, and but we came to a place with light on this morning. We have a revelation this morning. We have eyes to see. I tell you, we have something to be happy about. Even if our family's messed up or wherever, you might feel like you're going through a hard trial. We have trials in our life, but we have something to be thankful for. And that's the truth of this hour, that He's called you out of darkness into light. How thankful we should be. God bless you. It's good to be in the house of God. God bless Brother Hammond for having us. God bless you. I don't know if he's listening in, but God bless you. God bless you, saints. Bless you, Brother Jonathan and Brother Yance, and just what an honor to be here. Let's just go to Him in prayer before we open the scriptures. We're going to go to John 15. But Father, we just love you, Lord. God, what an honor is to serve you, Lord. What a, just a wonderful time to worship you in spirit and truth. Father, we thank you for the truth. We thank you for the eye salve in our eyes to see this Bible, a new Bible, Father. Without your prophet that came in this day to open the word, Father, we'd probably be out in the world somewhere else. But, Father, you called us out of the chicken yard, Lord. We thank you for calling us eagles this morning. We love you, Lord. We ask you, bless this service. Come down in a mighty way, Lord. Help me get out of the way, Lord. Father, let us focus on you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. God bless you. We'll turn to John 15. John 15. John 15, verse 1. God bless you, musicians, all the songs, just wonderful. There's no other place I'd want to be. No matter if I'm not speaking or whatever it is, I want to be in church. I want to give him the glory. You know, they say, when's the first week start off? I say it starts on Sunday. You know, people's like, hey, my day's bad on Monday. I'm like, it wasn't bad for me because my day started Sunday. So you got to realize your day starts Sunday, not Monday. And we forget when we get to work sometimes. We're like, wow, we're having a bad day. No, we started on Sunday and we're going to have a great day. It's a good day to have a good day. That's the kind of positive attitude we got to have. Let's turn to John 15, verse 1. He says, I am, this is Jesus speaking. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman, and every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that he beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. And it says, now abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. So we got to understand that we got to be hooked to the source this morning. There's got to be a source. You are a branch this morning, but without you, he can't operate. He needs you. You need him to operate. And you are connected to the vine this morning. So remember that you got to be connected to the source. Just like the outlets up here, without that source of power, it wouldn't work.
That's right.
So sometimes we get focused on other things, but we got to start connecting ourselves to the source.
Yes.
And everything we have, our breath, our family, needs to be connected to the source. So it says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. He says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. But I want to focus on this today. For without me, you can do nothing. And I just want to speak in a few minutes. For without him, you can do nothing. He didn't say you could do some things, or maybe I could do a little bit, Brother Jonathan, but he said you could do nothing without Jesus Christ. You can't do nothing. You think you can't even breathe in your body. You couldn't even got up this morning without him. I think we forget that sometimes. We get in our bed, we get up, and we just, even myself, we get up in the morning, how thankful we are just to wake up. Because that heartbeat could stop through the night. But without him, we can do nothing. You wouldn't have your job without him. You wouldn't have your car without him. You wouldn't have anything without him. So let's just focus on him. You may be seated this morning. So I want to speak a few minutes. Without him, we can do nothing. Brother Bram says, the fundamental foundation for faith. He said, what did Christ redeem us for? Did you ever think what he redeemed us for? I think it's great. I'd say, Brother Bram, why? Why don't we just make an atonement and say, now there's no need of giving them these powers? He said, there's no need in making this man a son of God. There's no need of doing that. He says, I'll just ask him to believe this and write his name in the book of heaven, and that will settle it. He says, but he gave us this redeemed blessings that we might operate the work of God. And he says, by the energy of the Holy Spirit. St. John 15, he said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Do you know that the vine cannot bear fruit? He said, although the fruit is in the vine, but the fruit cannot be brought forth by the vine. It says it cannot be brought forth by the vine, but he says, it has to have the branch to bear the fruit. He says, and you are the branches. Now the vine, with all of its energy, cannot produce anything unless the branch is willing to receive the energy this morning. You got to receive the energy this morning. You need to be connected to the vine and realize who we're connected to. We're connected to the main source this morning, where all heaven comes from, for all your energy comes from. But you got to be connected to the vine. You got to be connected to the vine. I thought about Exodus. Turn to Exodus 3 this morning. I thought about what Exodus says when Moses came to the burning bush. He realized who he needed. Just like I read, he said, I am. And I really believe it goes all the way back to Exodus where he tells him, I am the I am. So he had to remind Moses that, hey, I'm going to bring you to a burning bush. It's not going to be consumed, but I'm going to show you who I am. So he goes back and I think sometimes it's good for us to realize who he is and what he does for us and what he's done for you. And we can't do nothing without him. It says, now Moses kept the flock in Jethro, his father-in-law, and priest, he said, Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in the flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. He said, why the bush is not burned? And then when the Lord saw that he turned aside and to see, God called him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. So that's the thing in our lives. We got to be willing. When he calls your name, here I am. It's more than just saying, I believe a message. But it's the message inside of you saying, Lord, wherever you send me, I'll go. Not just for the minister today, but here I am, Lord. Pour another blessing in my life. I need more of you. We got to get to that place in our life and say, Lord, here I am. Lord, I pour everything out on me. I need more of you. But he said, verse 5, and he said, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes off thy feet, for thy place where thy standeth is holy ground. Verse 10, he said, come now therefore, and I will send unto you Pharaoh. And I meant, he said, thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
Right.
Oh, he's bringing us out of a place. Yeah. He's called us out of a place. Not, can you imagine? We get to go to a place. He said he's building a place for me and you today.
Right.
No more pains. Yeah. No more aches. Yeah. No more anxiety. Yeah. No more problems of this world. And when you realize that, he is your I am the I am. And he says, come now, therefore, verse 13. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, he said, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Here's God. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus saith thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. So if he says, I am the I am, he's saying the same thing to you this morning, that he is the I am, and he's going to bring you through every battle, through every trial, through every tribulation, through everything. We just got to realize who the I am is this morning, who your chief commander is this morning. You are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. You're not just sitting up a pew or filling air this morning. You're a predestinated children of God. And if you haven't been filled with the Holy Ghost, I provoke you to get the Holy Ghost. Why time is here. I believe the ark door is closing. I believe we're right here at the end time. My grandmother still believing the truth in 80-something years and just believing. I said, Grandma, we're still not building the boat. They said it. They keep going every year. Every day goes by. Oh, is he coming? He's coming, church. He's coming for me and you this morning. He's coming for a bride that's making herself ready. Oh, it's time to get ready. It's not time to play church. It's time to come and say, Lord, I want to see your face. I want to bow down before you, Lord, and wash your feet with my tears, Lord. You got to get serious about God. It's more than you think I'm emotional. Yes, I'm emotional because I love Jesus. I love this message. And you realize what he pulled me from and pulled you from. You wouldn't just sit there today. You'd run this church today. You'd realize where you came from and you would give God the glory. Oh, but I see you in a ball game. Or I see you somewhere in the ball game today. But I tell you, we're going to just sit there. But I want to just sit beside you in the ball game today and say, hey, why are you yelling there? Come yell here. Come praise God where he's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our life. He's gave it all to you. He's gave you the message. He's gave you eyes to see. No matter if it's just you and God alone, you keep striving to get to the finish line. No matter what it takes, you keep pushing on. Keep striving on. Keep trusting God. Oh, keep moving on. The devil wants to tell you today to give up, but I tell you not to give up. I tell you to keep pressing on and trusting God. Trust God this morning. Praise God. Verse 17. He says, and I said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt. I believe that's what he's done for you this morning. He's brought you out of the affliction of this world, of the cares of this world. He's brought you out to a place with milk and honey this morning. And the builder and maker is God this morning. How thankful we should be. How thankful we should be. He said, I bring you out of the, I say put your name here. I bring you out, I bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites. It didn't matter who they were. The Amorites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, didn't matter what it was. He's brought you out this morning. No matter who comes against you, you say, Lord, I'll still serve you. No matter my parents come against me, my husband comes against me, my children rebuke me, I'll still serve God. I'll live this message, and I will carry my torch. He's called you to carry a torch. But he said on that wedding supper, he'd wipe your ears, and he said, we'd be battle scarred. Battle scarred. I'm honored to be battle scarred. I'm not talking about the U.S. Army. I'm not talking about the Navy. And I'm talking about a chief God that controls the heaven and earth. Oh, and we get scared when Satan's on us and he's tearing us down. But you know what? He says, you know, all the afflictions you go through, Brother Bram talks about it because he knows he has confidence in you. Brother Bram says, because you go through the trials and tribulations, he has confidence in you. Oh, I say, Lord, if you got confidence, praise God, I believe you get me through it. Brother Bram said, you might not better get over it or figure out how to go around it or under it, but you just got to believe he's going to get you through. Verse 18, he said, they shall hearken unto thy voice, and thou shalt come the elders of Israel. Verse 20, for time's sake, he said, I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. I believe he's gave you favor this morning. I believe he's gave me favor. Brother Johnny, he's gave your family favor. He's gave us favor. If you see this truth this morning, if you see the truth of the hour, people look at you and say, wow, they worship a man. No, we worship the God that's in the man this morning. Oh, you wouldn't see from Genesis to Revelation without him sending a prophet in our day. How thankful we should be. But we get so used to it. We grew up in the message for 30 years. We grew up in the message. We just think it's another day. No, it's more than another day. It's a day to say, Lord, I'm thankful for the truth. Every single day that goes by. Oh, go walk to a hospital. I know a sister back here works in the hospital, I think. Go walk to a hospital one day and look at them with the oxygen machines. And you should bless this morning. Even if you barely can make it to church, we were helping someone out of a car the other day, 95 years old, kept coming faithfully. I helped them inside. It was probably a couple months ago. Helped them in the church. I said, Lord, let me have that heart. No matter if I barely can get there, somebody will bring me in the church house. Because you are worth it, Lord. You're worth it. Verse 21, he said, and I will give these people favor in thy sight of the Egyptians. And that shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty. Oh, you should not go empty this morning. You should not go empty. You know what? You come to find criticism, you're going to find it. But if you come to find Jesus Christ, not me, but Jesus Christ speaking to you this morning, telling you, He is the I Am of your situation, of your diabetes, of your sickness, of your kids' inheritance. He said you can have your inheritance this morning. Oh, the devil wants to tell you, oh, they're out in the world. Claim them this morning. Claim them all. Because you might be the only reason they get in. The only reason. He said the saints will judge the world. That's you and me this morning. Because you've been faithful to Jesus Christ. Oh, and you've been, you know what? You know what you're doing now? You're judging yourself now. You're judging yourself now. Because no one can stand before the Father. No one, God, not even me, not even you, can stand before the Father. And that's why we judge ourselves now with the Scriptures. You're judging yourself now. Because on that day, He'll say, they stand for me down there, I stand for them. That's where I want to be. Care about the jobs and the cars and the houses, and we get caught up in material things, but we need to realize what the greatest gift was. It's Jesus Christ. And that's what this message has pointed us back to. He's pointed us back to Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful for that. Thankful. Oh, praise the Lord. He says, God keeps His word. Brother Bram says, after hundreds of years, He said, of this supernatural being gone, He showed that God was still living, and God had sent Him and said, go tell them that I Am has sent you. Not I was or I will be. He said, I am, a present tense. He's not I was. He said, how can people claim God and say the days of miracles are past? He says, Brother Bram says, in divine healing, all the blessings are gone, and still say He is the living God and the I Am. He said, if He's the I Am, He's just as real as He was at the burning bush. Oh, He's not an old God. He's an on-time God. He wasn't late when He showed up to Lazarus. He wasn't late. He was on time. He was on His schedule. We just got to align our life with His schedule. He said He just isn't real as He was at the burning bush. The great name that appeared there, and no scholar yet has ever been able to interpret it. Aren't you thankful for a prophet? He said it's the simple faith. The prophet said it's simple faith. Oh, we just got to have faith like a child. Think about it. I was passing out mustard seeds at the last service, Brother Jonathan, and I told him, I said, you know what? I bet you'll lose every one of these mustard seeds before you get out. Bet you half of them, they couldn't find it. They put it in their pocket. They couldn't find the mustard seed. And I said, you know what? That's how much faith you need.
Right.
You can't even find it after service. Oh, we should have at least that much faith in everything we do. But bam, or the Bible says, John 14:6, talking about the I Am. Jesus said to them, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Not by a priest, not by the way you used to live, not by like me in Baptist Church, the Trinity. Not by them, but you got one way today, and that's through Jesus Christ. And without the message of the hour, you have something to praise Him about. Brother Yon said he was driving, and he said, I can just be so thankful for the truth. I'm thankful for the truth. Abraham, 1955, he said, but God called Abraham, I love this, not because he was good. Listen here. He didn't call you because you were good. He said, not because he was good, but because God chose Abraham. He chose you by grace this morning. He put that in you this morning, that deep call to the deep to respond by grace. Every one of you this morning, even me this morning. He went through the junkyard, and he just started walking through. You ever been to a junkyard, drop the trash off? You might not. Maybe we're in the country. Maybe you have. And you walk in there and everything's smelly.
Yes.
Everything's smelly.
Yes, Lord.
But you know what? He picked me and you up. We don't know why, but it's grace that he picked you up and cleaned you up and set you aside for service this morning. He called you to be a light unto this world. Stop being negative. Brother Ebb said a Christian is always positive. I say when there's negativity and there's people calling you in negativity, try a little bit of positive. See how quick they get off the phone. Try it. I'm telling you, my wife doesn't want to call my wife. Start talking to us. Hey, Rachel, just say something positive. Oh, I think I got a phone call coming in. Yeah. But if you entertain that spirit, she'll be on the phone for 4 hours.
That's right.
It's the truth. Because the devil wants to get in our conversations, get in everything of our lives, but just stay positive. Say, oh, why don't we just stop and pray? Oh, we forget that sometimes. I was listening last night, brother, and I said, that's the best thing we have is prayer. I said, Lord, I stopped right there. I said, Lord, I need to pray more. Oh, I'm just being vulnerable today. I said, Lord, I need to pray to you more, Lord. You said that's the best thing we got. Aren't you thankful that we don't have to go over to an ammunition shop this morning because he said it's the strongest thing we got? He said it's stronger than any atomic bomb. Anything that you got is prayer. And it don't run out. Oh, I say, call them up this morning. Tell them what you want. Oh, brother, I said, ask for big things. I think we just get down here and say, God, well, just do this or do that. No, he wants to give his children great gifts. He wants to pour a blessing on you. He wants to pour the joy of his salvation in you. If you lost the joy this morning, say, Lord, fill me with more joy. Fill me with more of a heart to serve you. Not just for the minister this morning, for your family. Say, Lord, give me another refilling. Let me be the joy of my family. That's what he's called us for. He said, not because he was good, but because God chose Abraham. He said, Jesus said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Yeah. Jesus said, no man cometh but to the Father, or can come to me except my Father draws him first.
Lord.
Aren't you glad he draws you?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, think about your life. What would you be without him?
That's right.
Where would you be? You might be in the drunken hall somewhere. On the gutter somewhere, somewhere, prostitute, wherever you came from, but you're a child of God now. You're a child of God now. He's called you out of this world. Oh, he's worthy of our praises. Oh, he says, or come to me by accept my Father draws him first. Why are you out here tonight? And he said, is it because you're intellect? He said, why ain't you at a ball game? Brother Bim says, it's because you love God more than you love them ball games, more than you love your life, more than you love your family. And that's why you come here, to say, God, you deserve all our praises, and I'm going to give it to you. He said, why ain't you at a ball game? It's because you love God more than you love the ball games. That's the reason you're here. God called you and put you in a different desire, put a different desire in your heart. Aren't you thankful? I was driving down the road, and Rachel's like, it takes her a while. It takes her probably 3 cups of coffee to get woke up. She's like, I wish I had some of your energy. I wish I just have a little bit of it. I said, well, I thought to myself, my energy ain't from me. It's from Jesus Christ. And that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me happy. That's what stirs my wheels. That's what gives my heartbeat. And I said, Lord, I'm going to serve you till I die. Oh, when I see, if I ever get down there, brother, and I'm down there at the tombstone, I say, just keep pressing on.
Amen.
Oh, he finished his race. He kept the faith. We got to keep the faith.
Yes.
Keep the faith. People falling off here, falling off there, saying, well, I don't believe this. I don't believe that no more. You know what? You never believed it in the first place. You never saw the revelation. You never saw Jesus throughout every scripture. He said, if you don't, you read it again. You read it again. He said, God calls man by sovereign election. He said, did you notice that? I wish you had time to go into the details. He said, when you go to talking about the word, the Holy Spirit starts getting it. Aren't you thankful for that? His word won't return void this morning. John 6:35. He said, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh, sorry, we need to quit worrying today. I thought about John. Turn to John 10. John 10. Don't know if we'll get through all this, but we'll do what we can. John 10 this morning, verse 7. It says that Jesus said unto them, to them again, verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. But he said, I am the door. By me, if any man entereth in, he shall be saved. He shall go in and out and find pasture. He said, verse 11, or verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and destroy. But look what he says. But I come that you might have life, and not just life. Not just like, oh, I just believe a message. Not just to get through life, but to give you life abundantly. Something that gives you power on the inside. That's why we come here this morning. Not to hear some messed up, dressed up person, but to hear Jesus Christ. To hear a body of clay that submits itself to Jesus Christ. He says in the wedding supper 1956, Jesus said, I'm the door to the sheepfold. He said, I used to wonder if he could be a door. He said, I find out that the sheep shepherd is the door. He brings his sheep in and lays down at the door to be sure the wolf or nothing else goes in there without him knowing it. Aren't you thankful this morning? He stands at the door and he makes sure that the wolves can't get in. Oh, you might feel like it, but I'm telling you, he's holding the door. He is the door. He is the door. He said he is the door. There's only one door to the sheepfold. The rest is a panoramic. He said, amen. I am the door to the sheepfold. He said, by me, you enter. No man can come to the Father except by the Son. No man can come by any idol. No man can come by any maiden theology. Aren't you thankful?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd still be in the Baptist church all choking up on some made-up religion that they made up at the Nicaea Creed.
Amen.
And they're all worshiping the devil and they don't even know it.
Right.
How thankful you should be. Young people, how thankful you should be to have the truth or have a mom and dad that brings you to the house of truth. He says, if you come through Christ, if Christ's life was taken at Calvary, he said, opened up a wound in his side, and through there poured out the blood, the invitation to the church.
Amen.
And the only thing that it does is it claim a lost sinner, it claims a lost sinner, and go right back into the same God he came out of. Amen. He said, the Holy Ghost, Jesus said himself, except a man be born of water and spirit, he in no wise come to my supper. He says, you cannot, he said, you got to come by water and spirit. Brother Bram says, let's turn to John 10 this morning. Just love the scriptures. So we're already at John 10. So I was verse 10, I think. Let's go to verse 11. He said, for I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. And let's go, step down to verse 14. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. Aren't you thankful he's known of you this morning? You represent Jesus Christ. As the Father knoweth me, even so now, I the Father, I will lay down my life for my sheep. And the other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring them, they shall hear my voice. So not only just you, but everybody in this world.
Yeah.
That's how much grace he's got this morning.
Yeah.
That he said, I lay it down for all of you that will come through me.
Amen.
And he goes, therefore, he says, verse 17, therefore doeth my Father love me. He said, because I lay down my life that I might take it up again.
Glory.
Verse 18, he said, no man taking it from me, but I lay it down myself. Oh, he laid his life down himself today. He didn't have to, but he knew he had someone to run. He looked on the cross and he saw me and you this morning. He saw us in a church in a late hour that was completely blacked out. In the tabernacle, it was completely black. But he put it, you know, Brother Bram had a little bit of light in there, but it was for me and you this morning. And it says, with them, without us, we would not be made perfect. It takes you, it takes them. You're going to ask Moses, how did you do it? They're going to ask you, how did you do it? You say, by God's grace, we made it through. The three Hebrew children, I want to walk up to them, and they were just walking. Think about the, said he hit it seven times hotter. Went up there. But I love what they went up there. They just said, but you know what? If it be so, even if he doesn't show up, we're prayed up. We're going in. We trust our God. That's how we got to get with our life. Is even if he doesn't, if someone walks through here with a gun and says, hey, you believe this truth? I will beat every one of y'all to that door. Because it's nothing but the truth. Amen. It's nothing but the truth.
Amen. Glory be to God. Yes, Lord.
Revelation 1:18. Yes, he said, I am. I'm talking about the I am this morning.
Yes.
I am that he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore.
Yes.
And amen, I have the keys of hell and of death.
Yes.
What are we worried about?
That's right.
Why are we fret about so much?
Right.
Why do we get so down out in a moment?
Yes.
I believe we don't read the word enough.
Right.
We don't pray enough.
Yes.
Because he says, I have the keys of hell and death.
Yeah. Right.
He's the door. Yeah. He's at the, when you pass this life, he opens the door and says, I've been waiting for you.
Right.
I've been waiting for you to come home. What a day that's going to be.
Yes.
When he opens the door and says, hey, come where you're supposed to be. Come where I created your life.
Amen.
Oh, you were just going through life to be maybe one blessing for one person. Maybe it be. Maybe it be 10 people. But maybe it's just that one person at work and he's ready to take you home.
That's right.
Whatever it is. And you know what I say? Get out of our message box. Because there's more to be saved. Don't just say, well, I'm just going to fellowship with them. No, get around them and say, you know what? Let me point you to Jesus Christ. Let me point you to Jesus Christ. Because if he can take you out of there, there's another one probably out there. It might be on the airplane. It might be wherever it's at. But I tell you, just live a life. Live a salty life that Jesus Christ, that they can see Jesus in you. Your kids and young ones, if your parents don't pray, if your parents don't read your Bible, you read your Bible. Just because they say I'm in the message, I get behind closed doors. No, read your Bible. And pray every day.
Amen.
If it's just one scripture or if it's one verse, it doesn't matter. It's all good.
Yes.
It'll do something for you. And you marry someone, I don't know why I'm going here, you marry someone that loves God more than they love anything.
Yes.
More than ball games, more than Facebook, more than Twitter, more than everything.
Amen.
You love them with you make sure they love Jesus.
That's right.
Revelation 1, 8 through verse 8. I am the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and end, y'all. The beginning and end, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. I'm just reminding you this morning. He said, oh, brother, the great and mighty conqueror, Jeffersonville, Indiana. Oh, he said, oh, brother, I got a father over yonder. I got loved ones over yonder. He said, there's something to me. When Jesus conquered, he said, conquered. I got a wife. I got a baby. I got loved ones. You probably can say that today. He said, that great, mighty conqueror. He said, you can call me a holy roller. I tell you to say that today to me. You can call me a holy roller, a religious fanatic, whatever you want to. He said, but when I think of that great war that settled, the price that was paid, the victory is won. He said, Jesus rose from the dead. And the final seal of his messiahship, he said, that it's all over. I'm reminding you. He said, he's alive this morning with the keys of death and hell. Aren't you thankful that our chief commander is over death, hell, and the grave this morning? And he's at the sheepfold, the door this morning, waiting for his sheep. And he said he wouldn't lose one. He'd leave 99 for the one. He said Jesus rose from the dead, the final seal of his messiahship. That is all over. He's alive. He said, I got loved ones that cross across the border yonder. I got one. He said, He said, with the keys of death, hell, and the grave, I got loved ones that cross the border yonder. He said, I'm on the grand old highway walking to see them. I believe that's where you are this morning. If you're not, get on the grand old highway. Don't think I'm crazy. Oh, but I'm happy. It's all settled. It's a finished work. He said in living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. Someday he's coming, a glorious day. Oh, he's coming, church. He's coming. And you know what? You just live every day like he's coming. You look for his coming every single day. You get up. Brother, I said, get up early. Like when the spirits are died down. And get down by your bed or say a prayer, read your Bible. Say, Lord, I'm looking for your coming every day. And if you take me by the grave, I'm still waiting on your coming. I'm still waiting on your coming. Brother Bram says, the mighty conqueror, I can hear him. He said, I can hear him as he says, straighten up himself. He says, Satan, I'm the virgin-born son of the living God. My blood's still wet on the cross. I paid the price. I've conquered. He said, I have come down to take it over, strip you. Everything that you claim you had. Oh, he said, reached over to his side and jerked the keys of the death hell off of him, kicked him back into the place where he belonged. Brother Brown said he conquered hell. He said he conquered hell. He said when he rose, he had the keys of death hell hanging on his side. He said, what's the church scared of about then? Amen. He said, he conquered Satan. He conquered sickness. He conquered death. He conquered hell. He's on his road out. Remember, he said, there's some more fruit faithful. He said, that went on too. He said, we're in a place called paradise. He said, they called not to go into the presence of God because they worship under the shed blood of lambs. Aren't you thankful we don't have to have that today? He said, we don't have bloods and bulls and goats anymore. He said, because I paid it all. It says, once for all, it's been settled. Once for all, the ultimate blood that was shed on Calvary. It's done. It's a finished work. Colossians. Turn to Colossians this morning. Colossians 3. Colossians 3, verse 1. It says, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Amen. Not the things on the below. Which Christ sitteth at the right hand of God, set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. I say, Lord, help me. Help me today to set my affections on things above. For ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. And this is where I'm talking about this morning, verse 4. He said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Right. Oh, think about your life. Yes. Think about where you were without him.
Right.
Just think a few minutes. Go down memory lane and just think about where you were.
That's right.
And what God's pulled you from.
Thank
you. Well, think about where you could have been.
Right.
Think about where you were.
Yes.
But he chose you from the foundation of the world.
Yes.
He called you out of the miry clay and said, I got the keys to death, hell, and the grave. So we should serve him every day. He's worthy of everything we got. Not just a little bit, not just 20%, not for 80%, but 100% of our life. We should dedicate our life to Jesus Christ. Everything we have. Revelation. Brother Bram says, Revelation chapter 5, number 1. He says, we are waiting for the fullness of adoption.
Yep, right.
This will take place when? At the first resurrection. He said, that's when our bodies will be changed from this vile creatures that we are.
Yeah.
and will have a body like his own. Glorious, he said, body, for we shall see him as he is. We have to change that body into a glorious body, because we can't go in that presence, in Jesus Christ's presence, without having that body like his own. That's where you're going this morning. So I tell you to keep striving to get there this morning. Don't listen to the lies of the devil that tell you to give up or, oh, this ain't the truth. I tell you, it's nothing but the truth. The problem is we don't research what we believe, why we believe. The kids, well, even my kids, I tell boys, don't believe because daddy believes it. I said, you understand the Bible and see why we believe what we believe. Not just follow me because I'm I want them to follow me as I follow Christ, but I want them to be rooted in Jesus Christ. That's where I think we get in this message. We know some quotes, we know a Bible verse, and the kids follow us, but we don't really sit down and teach them. We don't really explain the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and really get a depth walk with Jesus Christ. Right. And then they get up out of the age and they go, well, I don't believe it anymore. No, because we got to get them to Christ. Yes. We got to get them to the I am this morning. He says, we will have the bodies like his, a glorious, glorified body, and all the trials and struggles of life will fade off into a little mist and blow away. It should never be no more. Aren't you thankful? You get over there. He said they would fade away like a mist. You wouldn't remember anything. And he goes, and these earthly tabernacles which we now groan in, we're waiting for the earnest. They say, Chris, what are you waiting on? I'm waiting for adoption. Oh, I'm waiting for it. My Father's already paid the price. He's waiting at the door. And if I go by the grave or if I go up one day, he's waiting for you this morning. He said, what is the earnest? It's a down payment that holds it. As we were passing by, we were driving this morning, Brother Jonathan, I saw the pawn shop. And I said, praise God, he's called every one of us out of a pawn shop. Like Brother Ram says, he's paid the price. He's just waiting to accept you. Oh, he's waiting to get his last bride in where he can take us home. So I tell you, church, to do something for Christ. Shine a light for Jesus Christ. Shine a light. He said, what is the earnest? It's a little down payment that holds it. He said, it's the earnest. Now, once we love the things of the world, I could say that. Once we sinned and went about doing, he said, doing the things of the world, we cared not for God. We were alienated from him, without God, without Christ in this world. He said, God sent his Holy Spirit. Aren't you thankful? Yeah. And through that, we are lifted up in those things. Yeah. Now we have the earnest that we know that we pass from death unto life. Amen. He said, here I was trying to show this like this. Here, he said, the ordinary sinner runs down here on the bottom. And he said, now the Christian goes up a little higher than this. He rises above all that stuff. How much more for what we have eyes to see? I was thinking about that Asbury College down there. Praise God. They had a friend of mine was telling me the media tried to come. And they said, you know what? We don't even want the media here. They rejected the media because they said, this ain't a put on. They said, we don't even want the media. I said, you know what? How much more, Brother Jonathan, we should be having a revival every single day in our hearts for having the truth that set you free this morning, that gave you something to live for, that shows you from Genesis to Revelation. How much more should we have that type of revival? Oh, when's the last time we dusted off the Bible or dusted off these tapes and said, Lord, speak to me this morning? Not just on Sundays, not just on Wednesday, but every day of your life. Say, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me. Revelation 3:21. Everybody knows this, but it's great to read it again. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I was also overcome, and I sat down with my Father in his throne. So I'd say let's turn back to John this morning, John 15. We'll wrap this up. John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. And he that abideth me, I am him, and the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
Amen.
And I would say, well, a point today, without him, you cannot escape the fire that's coming.
Right.
Without him, you cannot escape the fire that's coming. I wrote that down, and I got it from verse 6. If a man abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. So without him, you can't do nothing. And firstly, without him, you cannot escape the fire that's coming.
Right.
Verse number 2, I wrote this down. You cannot experience forgiveness without him.
Amen.
You cannot experience forgiveness without him.
Amen.
And I read this out of verse 3. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
Amen.
You are clean by Jesus Christ's
Amen.
Word. You were washed by the water of the word. And you can't experience forgiveness without Jesus Christ. Brother Branham had to get the same experience that you have had to God. So we all got to get that experience. 1 John 2, 1 through 2. You don't have to turn there for time. We'll stay in verse John 15. But I'm going to read this. My little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. Listen, I love this. He says you sin not. I love what he says. But if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
Yeah.
Not the Pope, not Muhammad,
right.
But Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You have an advocate with the Father.
Yeah.
Someone that steps in your place.
Yeah.
When you go through hard times, when you sin against them, say, Lord, forgive me, Lord.
Yeah.
As David said, he might have sinned many, but he said, a man after God's own heart. He said, his mercies are new every morning.
Yeah.
Oh, think about it.
Amen.
But verse 2, it says, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
Yeah.
Not just for your sins, but the entire world.
Yeah.
Oh, he gave everybody a chance.
Yeah.
He gave everybody a chance. Brother said, what is the Holy Ghost? 1959, my. Now, the advocate found in 1 John 2, 12, he said, I beg your pardon. He said, I got these wrote down. He said, my little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He said, who is the advocate? Jesus Christ the righteous. He said, and he goes in to say, he says, what is the Holy Ghost? It's an advocate. What is an advocate? What does it do? It makes an advocate. He said, makes an advocate. It has mercy. It stands in your place. It does things that you cannot do. He said, it covers our sin. It is your righteousness. It is your healing. It's your life. It's your resurrection. He said, it's all that God has for you. He's an advocate. Philippians 2, don't turn there for time, but I'll just go to it and maybe put it on the board. Philippians 2, 10 through 11, he said that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and things of heaven and the things of earth. So everybody's going to come before Jesus Christ, but the saints of the bride today. Aren't you thankful for that? Because everyone that walks before Jesus ain't going to enter in. Think about it. But you're going to bypass that because he's called you out of this world, filled you with the truth, gave you the Holy Ghost. And he said, the saints will judge the world. Oh, think about it this morning. But everybody else will be lined up. And they'll say, I've done this in your name. And I've done that in your name. And he says, depart from me, I never knew you. But you could say, I know you, Lord. I know you, Jesus. How thankful we should be. And he says in verse 11, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, it's coming to a place that every tongue will confess.
Right.
They can say whatever they want to say. But the one day, it's that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Not three gods, but one.
That's right.
Countdown. I like what he says. He says, get in, my brother, sister. He says, get pressurized.
Yeah.
And countdown.
Yeah.
He said, the pressure won't hurt you.
That's right.
Do you want to hear that? Read that again. The pressure won't hurt you. He said, when you get on the inside and get pressurized, he says, you get in Christ and you won't care what the world says.
Right.
Young people, you don't care what the world says. Your beauty is so much more farther than their beauty.
Right.
Makeup and all that on. But I tell you what, your beauty, your long hair is your glory today. Oh, and that's where we live. You want to serve Christ. He says the pressure won't hurt you. When you get on the inside and get pressurized, get in Christ. He said you won't care what the world says. You can it will never hit you. He says never hit you anyhow. You're safe. Brother Bram says you're tucked in. Jesus Christ is our great, a glorious astronaut tube. That will be in, and he said, that will be propelled by the Holy Ghost and the power and fire.
Yes.
And he said, when she begins to fly one of these mornings,
yes, Lord,
the Holy Ghost fire will hit the earth like that.
Yes.
And he said, and when it does, when it do, the church will be lifted up,
yes,
and all the nations will stand. I believe we're here.
Yes.
He says, I said that, and he says this, they won't need television. They'll see him. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue. And she propels away in yonder unto the glorious rims of heaven to be married to her bridegroom. God, help us to live for that day. Help us to live. I say, Lord, help us to live for that day. Bud Bram says that. Number three, without him, you cannot have the fruits.
Right.
I got all this from 15. You can, without him, you can't have the fruits.
Right.
Let's read it. Verse 2. Every branch in me that beareth no fruit, so some of them's got no fruit,
right,
he said, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, I would say some fruit, that he purges it, may bring forth more fruit. But he's not called us to bring more fruit. Let's go to verse 8. He says, verse 7, if he abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and he shall be done unto you.
Yes.
But verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit,
yes,
you shall ye be my disciples. Yes. He didn't call you to bear no fruit or some fruit, but much fruit.
That's right.
He's called us as believers of this truth and of this message to bear much fruit.
Yes.
Not just a little bit of fruit, but much fruit.
Yes.
As the Father had loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love.
Amen.
If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments, I abide in his love.
Yes.
He says right here, he says, verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another.
Yes.
I say we need more of that.
Amen.
As I had loved you.
Yes.
Greater love had no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Right.
He said, verse 14, ye are my friends. I say he's talking to us this morning.
Yes.
Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends.
Amen.
He's called you friends this morning.
Amen.
You're more than conquerors. You're more than just passing through life. You are children of God.
Amen.
Oh, you're called out of this world.
Amen.
He says right there, I've called you friends, for all things that I've heard of my Father, I have made them known unto you. He's made them known unto you.
Yes.
He's let you know all the secrets. He's revealed all the seals. He's revealed the book. Through the prophet of the hour.
Yes.
Through the prophet of the hour.
Amen.
He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you shall go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. And he says, that so whoever you shall ask of my Father in my name, he may give it to you. He said, these things I command unto you, that you love one another. I think we should love one another more.
Amen.
Verse 18. If the world hates you, young ones, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Realize that. Oh, if they hate you, just say, well, they hated my Father. So I'm on track. I'm riding where the Lord needs me. Because if they hated me and they hate my family, or they say Chris is some crazy person or calls you some fanatic, you say, you know what? Leave me that way. Leave me that way. That's just the word of God. That's good. Verse 19. He said, but if ye were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, I put your name there this morning. You are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. Therefore, the world hateth you. Oh, they hate us. They hate our life. They hate everything about us. But Jesus Christ has chose you from the foundation of the world. And that's something to shout about. That's something to get excited about. That's something to say, Lord, thank you, Lord. When you pass these churches, and Brother Yance was going past these churches, and he said, I'm so thankful. It's because he realized, Lord, where you brought me from. I could be just in them dead churches, but you live in a lively church. A godly pastor that loves the Lord with all his heart. Many years of service. And I always think about Brother Hammond, and I'm just saying this. When I was a kid, we'd come back and forth to his services, and I said, man, he's still carrying the torch. Many people might have hated on him and left and done this, but it hasn't wavered him. It shouldn't waver you either. Not just for the pastor, not just for the deacons, not for the song leaders, but every one of us, when they come against us, say, Lord, they came against you. But I'll serve you, I'll love you, and everything in breath, I'll give it to you, Lord. Just like in Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ, not just some things, but all things, which strengthens me. We're closing down, but I want to share something with you this morning. What are the fruits? What are the fruits? Galatians 5, verse 22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Aren't you thankful that he put that in you? Think about it. Against such things there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and lust. He said, if we live in the Spirit, then we also walk in the Spirit. I was reading this back here in Hebrews 10. You don't have to turn there for time. But verse 23, it said, but let us hold fast. Now I want to tell you in closing, musicians can come. Let us hold fast to the profession of the faith without wavering. Without wavering. Don't waver. He said, without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Verse 24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Not provoke each other to evil. Not talk about each other when we're down. Hey, if they go out there, send them a card. Tell them you love them. Yes. Pray for them every day. Yes. Oh, that's what he says do. That's what the Bible says. Yes. Not forsakingly of assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is. So it says there's some is.
That's right.
You know why? It's even happening in the message.
Yes.
They're just not. I say, hey, boys, you just listen to what the Bible says. You don't listen to what man says. You just listen to what this Bible says. If it says, and it says right here, as the manner of some is, by exhorting one another, and so much to the more, as you see the day approaching. More. Not less. More we should be in the house of God. Not just sometimes, but more. So I say we need to be in the house of God more every day, even myself. Say, Lord, cleanse me, Lord. I love that. Love it. But he says, if we sin willfully after that we've received the knowledge of truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sins. Oh, that's rough. But it's the truth. If we sin willfully after we receive the truth, after you've got the truth. But I'm thankful that we have the truth this morning. But in 1 Peter 2:9, it says, but you are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into a marvelous light. Not just a little bit of light, but a marvelous light. He set your feet, you have something to be praising him about. If you barely got in here today, say, Lord, I still love you, Lord. I barely can walk. The doctor gave me a diagnosis, but I'm still here. I say, rebuke the devil today and say, I'm before the I am that I am. And anything in his presence, he'll take away. That's who we got to trust. So without him, we can't do nothing. You can't. I can tell you, hey, you know, follow me. No, follow Christ. Follow Jesus Christ. Follow this message with all your heart. And keep carrying the torch. Life will have a bunch of disappointments and a bunch of scars along the way. But it's worth every scar. It's worth every battle. It's worth it for Jesus Christ. Oh, think about it. The thorns beating the flesh. He was bruised. He was beat so bad, you couldn't even see his vestige. You couldn't even know his body. Couldn't even tell who he was. But we can't even take some of these little things we go through. Life. I say, Lord, I want whatever you want, Lord, I'll be in your will. Lord, if you take it like, think about Job, he took everything. But you know what? He had to give Satan permission. Think about it. He had to give Satan permission to go after, to even mess with Job. But he said, you can do everything but not take his life. He said, but he's a servant of God. Does he look at your life as they play something softly this morning? Does he look at your life this morning and say, Brother Jonathan, or one of us this morning, does he look at you and say, you know what? He carries the tape. He carries this message. He says he believes the message. It's a trying time. But when I try him, he's going to still push through no matter what I take from him. No matter I take his house, I take his car, I take his family, he'll still serve me. That's where we got to get. That's where we got to get a heart of life. That's what Brother Bram said. If he sent my soul to hell, I'd still serve him. That's where a heart's got to get. And I never really understood that until I fell in love with Jesus.
Right.
And when you fall in Jesus, you'll say, you know what? If he sends me to hell, wherever he sends me, I'll still praise him. The devil can't handle it because I'll be praising God through the fire, through every tribulation. And that's how we got to get in our life. No matter what we go through, we call Jesus on the scene. That's where we got to get. As they play something softly today, think about your life. Think about it. Think about it. He said, what is the armor of God? Love. What is love? Scientifically prove me where there is a such thing as love. What is it? How many of you love? Loves. Raise up your hand. He said, love your wife. Love your brother. Love your friends. Well, I want somebody, some science to prove me. What part of you is love? He, Brother Rev says, where do you buy it at? He says, what, a drugstore? He said, I want a bunch of it. Love, joy. He said, you got joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, patience. What is it? It's supernatural. You don't have scientifically proved God. You believe God. You don't prove God. You just believe his word. You like Hattie Wright today? She said, that's nothing but the truth. And whatever she wanted, she could have. So if she can have it, you can have it this morning. Every one of you can have it. You want a sickness gone? Say, Lord, devil, I'm tired of carrying it. He's already paid the price. And I tell you, you would leave well today. You would leave well today. He said, God is supernatural. He said, scientifically, you don't scientifically prove God. You believe God. You believe it. If you don't believe it, then a man that says everything is not scientifically, his orthodox is not right. He said, then that man can never be a Christian. He has to believe. By faith, we believe God. Not by education, not by theology, but by faith, you are saved. By faith, you are saved this morning. By faith. And without him, you cannot endure faithfully. I wrote that down. You can't endure faithfully. Number four, without him, you can't endure faithfully. Like first said, I thought about Paul. He said, 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8. For I am now ready to be offered, and at the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me on that day, at that day, and not me only, but unto all of them also that love his appearing. Not just to me, but to all that will love his appearing. Aren't you thankful? And I love what Brother Bram said about the crosses. He says, relates in the Galatians 3:13. He said, and look, some people only see three crosses out Golgotha. He said, there were four. Think about it. He said, there were four. There was a thief on the side. He said, on one side, there was a thief on the other side, and Jesus in the middle. He said, cursed is the one that hangeth on the tree. Jesus was made a curse for us hanging on that tree. And Judas hung himself on the sycamore tree. Just as much, he said, just as much cross as the rest of them was on. Think about it. But there was one in the middle. But you know what's so funny? One of the cross, think about it, it's the way he asked. If the thief looked at him, one of them started to ask him, hey, if you have the power to take me off this cross, but the other one just said, remember me. That's all he said. He didn't challenge Jesus Christ. The other one said, remember me. That's how we got to get in our life. Say, Lord, remember me. Lord, I, you are my all in all. And this morning we got to say, remember me. Remember me, Lord. That's where we got to be in our life. God bless you. Let's go to him in prayer. Father, we love you, Lord. Father, truly without you, we're nothing. Father, we're just clay, but God, we're children of God on the inside. We thank you for that Holy Spirit that filled that Holy Ghost that no one can burn away. No one can take it. They can take our bodies, but never take that Holy Spirit that's on the inside. I thank you for that compartment, Lord, you filled. I thank you came searching for us, Lord. Father, may something was said today, Lord, that would change a life. That will give a young person a zeal, Father. Someone maybe that wants their joy back. Maybe there's someone that raised their hand and said, Lord, I'm without you. I'm without you and I want the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, God bless you this morning. Oh, God bless you. Oh, God, fill them today, Lord. Oh, God, it's worth it all, Lord. Fill these vessels of clay this morning, Lord. Let them know you're real, Lord. Let them become a reality, Lord. Oh, God, you see the hands. Oh, God, fill them today. Father, we love you, Lord. God, you saw the hands of your people. God, you said, your prophet said, you want to fill them more than the ocean through a pipe. And, God, you'd fill them today. Father, fill us all. Restore our joy. Restore the joy of our salvation today. We love you, Father. Bless this church. Bless Brother Hammond as he's away, Lord. Give his family rest. Father, re-energize them to come back on fire. Father, we just thank you for a church that's setting an example for the truth. Believe in this truth. Not ashamed of the truth. We love you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Whatever song he's got on his heart.
And let's stand together. Without him, I could do nothing.
Oh, let's worship him without him.
Without him, I'd surely fail. Without him, I would be drifting.
Any prayer this morning, we'll pray with you.
Just like a ship. Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus.
Oh, give a wave offering this morning.
Do you know him today? Oh, please don't turn him away. Jesus. precious Jesus, without him, how lost I would be. And without him, I would be dying. But with Jesus, thank God, I am saved. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. One more time, sing it, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Do you know him today? Oh, please don't turn him away. Jesus is on the main line. Just tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Oh, Jesus is on the main line. Just tell him what you want. 'Cause Jesus is on the call him up this morning. Well, just call him up. Call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up and tell him what you want. Oh, just call him up. Call him up and tell him what you want. God, what you want, yeah. he's on the main line. All we got to do is call him up and believe and receive what you have need of. I'm sure our brother would be willing to pray with you this morning. If you have a need, you can make your way up and have prayer this morning. I know God will touch you. We appreciate the message this morning, don't we? Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand. We appreciate the Lord. Let's tell him we appreciate him this morning. Let's do this. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory. Yes, he does. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. One more time, you deserve the glory. Oh, you deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and your holy name, as we lift your holy name, for you are great, and you do miracles so great, and there is no one else like you, our Lord. There is no one else like you, for you are our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, and all will see how great is our God. Sing it, how great. Oh, how great is our God. How great is our God. Oh, how great is our God.